Congressman, it's been a very eventful 3 weeks since we last spoke. Let's dive right in. Another executive order from President Trump places a hiring freeze on federal workers. How could this impact civilian employees in Northwest Florida who work at the bases here?
Well, we've gotten reports from our bases that there are hundreds of civil servants who could potentially be affected, not because there's not a need for their service to the country, but because some are on regular renewal processes where each and every year their employment is renewed. And so that our listeners know who we're talking about people who provide security services, who work in child centers, who do maintenance and yard work all around our military installations. And so I am currently working with the Department of Defense to try to get a waiver for Northwest Florida so that civil servants who are working at or on our military bases would be exempt from this freeze.
You've also made some headlines in the past 3 weeks on your call to abolish the Environmental Protection Agency.
I'm a big supporter of conservation. I just don't think the federal government is very good at it. Time and again, the federal government has failed to fulfill its environmental commitments. They'll authorize a project and then not fund it, or they'll authorize cost sharing and then not provide it. In 1970, when the EPA was formed, states didn't have the technology or the expertise to be able to appropriately protect all of their environmental assets and resources, but we've come a long way since then. And so my hope is that we're able to downstream the $8 billion that the EPA currently spends largely on administrivia, and that we can actually put those resources to better use, protecting our environment more at the state level. One of the misconceptions about this bill is that it would eliminate all federal regulation over the environment, and that's not true. We have the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act, and those laws already have a good amount of concurrent jurisdiction where enforcement is occurring at the state level.
Okay, moving on. Neil Gorsuch has been nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court by the president. Your thoughts?
I think Judge Gorsuch is a constitutionalist. His integrity and his credentials are impeccable, and so I'm eager to see him confirmed by the United States Senate. It's really unfortunate that the tone and mood in Washington today is as partisan as perhaps any time in our nation's history, and we've got circumstances where Democrats won't show up to the committee meetings where we're having confirmation discussions.
Do you think that this may be turnabout as fair play when it came to Judge Garland?
Yeah, I'm not someone who was all that enthusiastic about the Senate's unwillingness to hold hearings on Judge Garland. If I'd have been a member of the United States Senate, I would have been willing to hear from Judge Garland. The views that I was able to independently research about Judge Garland were troubling to me, particularly as it related to the Second Amendment. But, you know, I think that it is an obligation of the Senate to advise and consent on nominations, regardless of the partisan affiliations of the occupants of the White House.
There have been several complaints in regular and social media about the inability of people to visit Barrancas National Cemetery aboard NAS Pensacola, thanks to some new security crackdowns. Many have said they've contacted your office.
We have worked with the commanding officer to try to develop some protocols that protect our security interests, but at the same time allow folks access that I think would be appropriate. One of the things that we've already gotten changed, there was a policy that didn't allow someone on Christmas Day who traveled from a very far distance to be able to pay respects to a fallen relative. We got that cleared up, and hopefully that'll give us some momentum to develop a set of protocols that strikes a responsible balance.
Okay, and finally, tell us a little bit about Open Gates Day that's coming up.
February 23rd, we're having our very first Open Gates Day in the Pace and Milton communities. We're going to go and speak to some service clubs. We're going to visit Avalon Middle School and talk to some students and teachers. And perhaps what I'm most excited about is we're inviting the community to a barbecue lunch at Grover Tees right there on Highway 90 on February 23rd at noon. I'll be providing a legislative update about the work we're doing in Washington to drive bold conservative reform in this historic opportunity that we have.
And I also saw in the paper you're quoted as saying that even protesters and people against your policies are also invited.
We don't have town hall meetings just to have an echo chamber of my supporters. I think the job of a congressman is not only to get the advice and counsel of people who share an ideology, but also people who have different opinions. That's the sign of a healthy democracy.